We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
I'm only half joking when I say that I don't like the horoscopes, because here's the thing. Kayla likes them.
Yeah.
And I know other people, like it. And here's kind of the funny part. I just feel, here's what, we're doing horoscopes on a morning show. And by the way, one of the biggest ones in the country, you know, based out of New York,
yeah,
you know, proliferates throughout the globe type of thing. They do this bit. So if it's good enough for them, I'm sure it's good enough for us. Here's my thing. In my mind, Doing horoscopes is like when you're wearing stretchy pants and not the ones that make your butt look good. You know what I mean? Where you know you're not leaving the house. You're just going to stay inside and watch movies all day and just eat pizza rolls. That's the horoscopes. Well, see, but yeah, it's still awesome.
Speaking my language,
but we're talking about stretchy pants, not pizza rolls. I'm going to need you to focus.
Mm-hmm.
So in any event, anyway. Here's the funny part. Every day, I right when I grab it, I go and look at mine first. So it must not be that big a deal. Here are your horoscopes for Wednesday, January 27th, 2021.
Pisces, the beauty you see in someone else's romance is completely an illusion. You're wasting your energy being jealous. Your day is a 6.
Aquarius, you need to get in touch with older relatives you haven't seen in a while. One phone call will have a gigantic effect on their lives. Your day is an 8.
Capricorn, the energy is a bit uneven now, but you can get excellent results if you push the agenda forward using tact instead of force. Your day is a 6.
Yuck, you'll be better than that. Sagittarius, opportunities arise to move your career to a new level, but it will also require a conscious dismantling of old ideas. Your day's a 9.
Scorpio, some real heat has been growing between you and another person, but it might not be exactly the kind you were hoping for. Your day is an 8.
Libra, your famous sense of fairness and equality is stronger than ever today. Could cause you to speak up despite your discomfort, but listen to this, your day's a 9, so roll with that.
Virgo, you need to learn more about what's going on. This could apply to news, events, pop culture, politics, sports, or even just your social circle, so your day's a 7.
Everybody, follow Libra, Leo today. Your status within your group is on a huge upswing, which will create a lot of positive energy around you. Leo's got a 10 working.
Cancer, try not to be too suspicious of someone who has been paying a lot of attention to you lately. No strings are attached, so stop worrying. Your day is a 9.
Gemini twins, if you are feeling uncomfortable or unsure about something today, you owe it to yourself to ask some questions of the people in charge. It's a highly underrated 7.
Taurus, today pay attention to the people on the fringes of your social circle, the folks everyone else gossips about. Your day is an 8.
Hey, everybody, follow Leo and Aries today. you've come to a long anticipated crossroads in one of your relationships. Things could change significantly depending on how you treat today's drama. That sounds critical. That sounds scary, right?
Yeah.
No, Aries, your day is a 10.
Mm.
Now, you heard Leo, Aries, today is a 10. You heard Capricorn is a 6. Pisces is a 6. Just remember, somebody to make that 6, somebody's going to have to be at least an 8 and somebody's going to have to be a 4. So why not just go ahead and, you know, take your share of the load and maybe somebody else's and just be the 10 today.
Bingo.
We say it every day. Hashtag be the 10. Make it a great day, and thank you so much for listening to the Chet Buchanan Show.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah.
Just some rapid-fire stories today. Have you heard about this 6th grade teacher in Massachusetts that started doing his Zoom classes from a bus? I never knew the whole story with this. So, dude... was frustrated like so many of us.
Yeah.
Frustrated with the internet at home. So you're like, I got to figure out a better way. So he went out, got a small bus for cheap, has kind of like retrofitted it a little bit to make it, cool. You know, make it work out and all that kind of stuff. And so he's been teaching from it now and it's gone viral because he goes on, quote unquote, what they're calling virtual field trips to different places around the state. So he got all these different cool places to go that he can do. And so literally the first question he calls him up and goes, how's your Wi-Fi? And they're like, you know, solid.
Yeah.
So he takes the bus and every day he's pretty much in a different place.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And very dedicated, by the way.
Or is he the smartest one of all just to be able to get out of the house?
That's true.
Go, you know what I mean? And go do other stuff. Because right now, even as you and I have learned, like the other day last Friday when we did the show from home, I was just switching it up a little bit. Mm-hmm. It was like, yeah, okay.
Okay.
It's all right. We heard about this guy last year, too. There's an update. A guy in England, remember, was raising money. You would send him a picture of your pet, and he would do a bad drawing of your pet and send it back.
I remember that guy, yeah.
You remember he was raising money for a homeless charity?
Yeah.
The homeless charity is called Turning Tides, if you care. He's raised over 70 grand. And I think he's only charging like a buck.
So bad too. Some of those drawings, they were horrible.
Oh, yeah.
But it was funny. Like, you know what I mean? If you know what it is, it's funny.
I'm an awful drawer. And it's like
artiste.
It's even like me with my left hand. And yeah. I'm not left-handed. Target has just announced. Shout out to Target. They're giving a $200 million in bonuses to their frontline workers.
That's so great.
Just announced. Over 375,000 Target frontline workers will get a bonus check for about $500 in the next week or so.
That's so awesome.
And good for you.
Yeah.
Especially, and it shouldn't be shocking anybody that they're like, oh, yeah, well, they're finding COVID in stores and stuff like that. Well, that shouldn't shock anybody.
No.
That's where people are.
Yep.
So with that in mind, researchers in England say that they've come up with a new nasal spray that can prevent you from getting the virus. One ingredient attracts and captures the virus particles. Another ingredient kills them. Now you have to use it 4 times a day. Wouldn't that be worth it?
Absolutely.
The best part is you'll be able to buy it over the counter. It could be in stores by summer. Fingers crossed that this one is real.
Yeah.
You know, that it's a good thing.
It sounds simple enough, which would be so great.
Yeah, so let's all throw good vibes at that. And with that in mind, good feeling stories of the day.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
I listen on the app.
And I listen on my smart speaker.
Catch anything you missed. Or if you just want to hear it again at KLUC.com or on the radio.com app. Just search Chet Buchanan.
Bang, bang, bang. Look at you, Carrie Lee. You're a winner.
Yay!
Yay! Yay! Now let's find out to what degree that we think you should be excited here. Here are your numbers. In the world's largest office pool for the big game next Sunday. It's cool that they have a week in between so they can prepare and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, and do all the, but I'd rather play it now.
I'm ready. Yeah, personally. If you could just speed it up.
I'm prepared. I'm prepared. Carrie, you ready? Who you got in this game, by the way?
I'm not sure. I'm kind of indecisive.
You don't care. You don't care one bit, do you?
Like, do I get an iPad?
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah, you don't care.
Whatever team's going to get me the iPad, that's what she wants.
She ain't give two rips. I heard that Brady guy's playing, I hear. I don't know. All right, what are her numbers?
Tampa Bay 4, Kansas City 2.
Decent.
Good numbers, yeah.
Decent. Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty good. Do you have any idea what that means?
No.
Excellent. I love every iota of this. You have an amazing day.
Thank you, you as well.
Thank you. No, I love that. She's like, yeah, I don't care. I just want an iPad. Isn't that the fact of the matter, Carrie? You're like, I don't care. I just want an iPad.
Right.
It's perfect.
Exactly.
No, it's perfect.
And it's the easiest game in the world. That's the beautiful thing about it.
Yes. Here's the awesome part of it. You don't have to know anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's you've already done the heavy lifting.
Yay!
That's the best kind of iPad.
Hang on a second. I think it's time that we bestow an award today. An award that we haven't given in a while. Carrie Lee from the Southwest. You just might be
the greatest person in the world.
Greatest person in the world. All right. Hang on one second. Kayla will explain it. Actually, there's nothing to explain. Just tell her we'll call her if she wins.
Okay.
Awesome. And we'll give you another shot at this. That's so
beautiful. I have no idea, but okay.
I'm going to go home and go back to bed because nothing will be better than that.
Yeah, it's perfect.
It's peaked. Today is now peaked. No, we'll have another shot for you to win coming up at 8:20.
Jeff Buchanan Show.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. 90.5
KLUC. Somebody asked a bunch of people in England, ask them to name the best and worst things that America has given the world. They like Netflix and Disney and Coca-Cola and McDonald's and Apple products and KFC and Hollywood movies and Elvis and NASA and Levi's, Tom Hanks, Star Wars, and Nike. They were not crazy about the Kardashians, politicians. Mind your business then.
Mm-hmm.
Kanye West, that we call football soccer. This seems it's not very deep. Deep fried everything and Facebook that they're not crazy about. A lot of those things, I think they could fix their own problem. We wanted to bring this a little closer to home. And the greatest things that Nevada has offered the world. Oh, and we all got jokes. Jay Stu, Jay, you go along with legalized gambling was one of the best things that we brought.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's allowed us to have, an industry that drives the entire state, no state income taxes, to become the tourist capital of the world.
That's sure, and everybody wishes they could be us because they're trying to have their own, legalized gambling and
bingo.
Whatnot and all that kind of
there
stuff.
There you go.
What's the worst?
Reno.
Yeah, obviously. That's an obvious. Sharon, best thing that Nevada has given the world?
Yes. Imagine Dragons.
Solid.
Mm-hmm.
Solid.
Someone on the text line said the Killers, too, so that's solid, yeah.
Solid. What's the worst?
Ooh. I definitely have to go with UNLV. Only because I went to UNR.
Oh, I see.
Basher.
Oh, I see. You know you're in enemy territory. You realize that. Right?
I know.
You're behind.
I know. And my house is a house divided, too. My husband went to UNLV, so I get it all the time, man.
Well, so at least half your house has some redeeming qualities.
There you go.
I didn't say which half, did I? Know?
I like it. You didn't.
I didn't. But you knew what I meant. All right. Yeah. See you later. Go Rebels.
All right. Bye.
Hey, Jeff Lowe, this is brilliant. What is the best thing that Nevada has brought into the world?
UFC.
Yes.
Bingo. It's so good.
This was the birthplace of UFC.
Yep.
Truth. Oh, I didn't ask him what the worst was, and then I hung up. Only because I thought this was adorable. Do you remember our buddy Haley Dawson?
Yeah.
Her mom texted me and said she was the best thing to come out of Nevada.
Oh,
Haley
that's
Dawson
so sweet.
I call it her bionic hand. It's her prosthetic hand.
Yeah.
And she went out and threw out the first pitch at all the different. Did she throw out a World Series?
She did.
Pitch?
Game 4 of the World Series. She did.
That's very.
I don't know why that's
exact. Yeah, good for you. Hey, Eva.
Yes.
Yes, the Fanalo we're supposed to.
Yes.
Oh, no, I know you. I was like, Fanalo? What the hell is that? And I was like a Juggalo? I was like, no. Like a Barry Manilow Fanalo. Are you so excited? There? I heard that there's, when are those dates reserved? April?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's on the back burner right now, but yeah, we will make it.
You know what? We should exchange info because when I do pageants there, I change uh-huh. I change in his room.
Do you really?
Yeah, there's a little quick there's a little quick change thing right off the stage, and yeah, in fact,
awesome.
Well, here's what's really funny. So last time we did Mrs. America, in that uh-huh. and I had to change in the bathroom because they would not let me change in the quick change deal because that was Mr. Manilow's room and no one was to go in there. It's literally it's pipe and drape.
That's all it is.
It's
quick change. Yeah,
it's pipe and drape, but no one enter that area. And I get it. You don't want your stuff messed with.
Mm.
You know, Kayla will tell you I have been the only one to use this studio for the last almost a year.
Yeah.
And somebody, we can always tell when somebody's been in here. I come in here, I'm like, what's happened?
Something's been moved. What is it?
I get it. So what's the best thing to come out of Nevada?
The Golden Knights.
Amen. You know what? I'll
yep.
get it. Now, there are plenty of other fan bases in this league that will tell you that that's the worst thing to ever come out of Nevada. But they're just jealous.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Awesome.
Exactly.
Here's the question that I always ask, too, to shut some of these other fan bases up. Eva, do you, and this is just a yes or no question, do you know the difference between icing and offsides?
Yeah.
Okay, well, good. Then you're good then.
If you're listening on purpose, you're a P1.
All right.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Story before the story. Things have been very interesting for the staff and management at Novi Woods Elementary School in Michigan. That winning $1 billion Mega Millions ticket was sold at the Kroger store that is just 5 minutes away from the school.
Oh.
We actually have a friend that lives in Novi, Michigan as well. Radio's best friend, Art Volo.
Really?
Who you know, I love him.
Yes, you do.
And people kind of, he's an older guy, and Art was a guy, and you may have heard him mention, or heard us mention him on the show before. Art used to go around the country and video DJs.
Mm-hmm.
He's got archives like you wouldn't believe. And he really is the sweetest guy. And Art's a relic from a bygone era and still kind of that guy. And a lot of the younger people don't treat Art as well as they might.
Yeah.
And I treat him as if he was my grandfather. And maybe even a little closer than that. You know what I mean? Just because I'm
got a lot of respect for that guy.
I love Art. I love Art a lot. And here's what's funny. So I sent him a text. Now, he's not much of a texter because he's old. But I sent him a text, and he's not opposed to texting. Said, tell the truth. Do you win the lottery? He didn't answer me.
Ooh.
I called him. Now, because Art is old, he's also one of those people that if he calls you, you don't call back within 10 minutes, something's obviously wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to call the authorities, you know?
Yep.
And I know he's alive and well.
Okay, but how well?
Right. So, see, he's in that same town where they sold that $1 billion Mega Millions ticket. Novi Woods Elementary is 5 minutes away from the school. Rumors started quickly circulating that a group of teachers in the school district won the prize. The principal had to come out and tell people that yes. There is school on Monday because so many people thought that a group of teachers won the billion that there was not going to be school.
Oh, they thought they were just not going to show up because they were billionaires now.
Well, and you know how people get.
Yeah.
So to address, here's where you come in. Here's the game. Is this adorable or is this disgusting? To address the rumors, he wrote a blog titled, I Won the Lottery. It's true. It's me. I won the lottery. You know how I feel about it just by the tone of my voice here. It's me. I won the lottery. No, not that lottery. I won the real lottery. In fact, I've won multiple times. And then he says one of the top reasons he's won the lottery is his wife, who's the best thing that's ever happened. Oh, sorry. I threw up in my mouth. is the best thing that's ever happened to him. Kayla, is this adorable? Is this disgusting?
It's kind of adorable, honestly.
It is kind of adorable. It's kind of adorable.
I've mixed emotions, you know, though. I'm like, ugh.
Right. It's like, come on, bro.
Okay.
We know. We get it.
Yeah, list all the reasons that you love your wife.
I knew the minute when you said, no, not that lottery. Okay. We know you're the luckiest guy on the planet. We all know. How can you be the luckiest guy on the planet when I'm the luckiest guy on the planet?
Mm-hmm.
Stop it. He will say, though, it's just been remarkable. When it happens with so many different people, you think, could it be that teacher or a group of teachers? From what I understand, though, still just what there was one winner, one ticket.
That's what I was under the impression of. Yeah.
But nobody has come forward.
Wow.
I wouldn't.
No.
For a billion, I'd let people.
Get your ducks in a row.
Take your time. However long you got, I'd show up like a week before that. I wouldn't show up the day before.
No.
You know, I wouldn't show up the day before the deadline, but I'd show up a week, maybe a week and a half before, just in case something went sideways. You know.
Exactly.
Do it that.
But you've come up with this plan with your wife. You guys know what it takes. And you'll, because of that, I've come up with a plan too. Some people don't have a plan. They just buy the ticket and they're like, oh, I'm going to go claim it tomorrow. Let's do this thing. So then you get bombarded.
I would do everything in my power for you to not know.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that's just no good. No good comes of that at all. Not one single bit.
Are you ready?
Kicking off your workday, commercial free. Woo-hoo! On 98.5 KLUC.
Okay, this ain't going to take but about 2 seconds. I just, a buddy of ours was beside himself on social media because he just got into work and apparently busted out with, hey, Mac, the meatloaf, we want it now. And they were like, what are you yelling about meatloaf and who's Ma?
What?
And they were like, no, it's a movie. It's a line from a movie.
Yeah.
And they were, and they literally, it was like, blink, blink, blink,
had
blink,
no idea.
Blink. Yeah, no clue. And it, and it's Wedding Crashers. And I said, I bet we'd be pretty good at this game between you and I together. So you give us a line from a movie, we'll tell you what movie it's from. And I bet we can get 5.
Okay.
Jeff Lowe, you're up.
All right. Jackson, you look like a Jackson. And you must be Frank Dux. No, it's Frank Dukes.
Oh, no, that's Jean-Claude Van Damme, Kumite, Bloodsport.
Yes.
I've never seen that movie.
Yeah, but see,
so you're going to be so much better.
This is where, this is where we're a team. This is where we team up on these. Our boy Spidey, I worry about you. Spidey, go ahead.
All right. The quote is, it's not what's underneath, but what you do that defines you.
It's not what underneath, but what you do that defines you.
That's a famous quote from a famous movie?
Yep. It's not what's underneath, but what you do that defines you.
I feel like I've heard that, but I can't place it.
It was a blockbuster trilogy about 10 years ago.
It's not what's underneath, but what you do that defines you. Twilight.
Aladdin 2. Aladdin. Yeah, nope. Hunger Games.
Batman Begins.
Oh.
What?
Christian Bale Batman.
I love those movies.
That was what she told him when he was coming, when he had the two models and he was all like, you know, I'm a better person. I am more. She goes, it's not what you do, but what's underneath that defines you.
Yeah, no, that's good. No, that's good. And you're right. It's accurate. Is that a famous, thank you, Spidey. Is that a famous quote from a famous, I mean, it's a famous movie. Is that a famous quote?
I recognize it, but I don't know if it was
a famous quote. Come on. I don't know. Ryder, what you got?
Alrighty, what's going on, guys? I got, a day may come when the courage of men fails, when we forsake our friends and break all bonds of fellowship, but it is not this day.
Oh,
I don't know.
No, but the Pelican Briefing. The Pelican Brief. That's hilarious. Kayla's now just going, what's a movie I haven't seen in a really long time, but might pop up on TBS this weekend?
It's super famous. It's a trilogy.
No, it is super famous. It is not this day. I can hear it in my head.
Right?
But it is not this day. Trilogy. Twilight.
Oh.
No.
No, we do suck at this game.
We're not very good.
No, what movie is it?
Dang, this one is, it's famous. It's the Lord of the Rings, Return of the King. That's Aragorn when he gives his famous speech.
No, you're right. You're totally over my head on that.
I never saw the Lord of the Rings.
I knew it existed. Yeah, that's the one. If you go Lord of the Rings on us, you can beat us with Lord of the Rings any day of the week. Because neither one of us.
Oh, no.
No, the one time I saw the original one time, and I was pretty hammered, and I fell asleep halfway through.
you got to rewatch them all. They're older.
It's on the list. No, it's on my list of things to watch. I just have, every time it's on, I go, ugh.
You know what's hilarious is he was the one who got me hammered, and he was like, "Yeah, we got to watch this movie," and that's why I fell asleep halfway through. So he said the same thing you did. All right, our girl Sadi, how have you been?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're good. It's so good to hear your voice. All right, she's gonna beat us too.
I know.
All right, here we go.
Oh no, I have an easy one and not so. So okay, the one I think both of you could get. I'm right on top of that rose.
Right on top of that rose. I know this one. I'm right on top of that rose.
Well, wouldn't that be Titanic?
No,
it's a different rose.
Different rose, yeah. She's the boss, I'll say that.
Right on top of that rose. Oh, God, we're awful at this game. What movie is it?
Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead.
Oh.
I need to watch that movie.
That's a good movie.
I need to watch
really
that movie.
I have a really easy one for you guys.
That wasn't the easy one?
No. Kayla will get this one.
Twilight.
No, I know, right? Maria, you know I don't speak Mexican. I'm not the Mexican.
Oh, I'm telling you, this is my kryptonite. I can't remember it.
You don't know Clueless?
Oh, that's right.
You're fired.
I know, I'm not very good at
this. I think we're all fired. We suck at this. I thought we'd be way better at it. You know what? We'll play this again when we have a prize to give away.
Okay.
That's fun. Sadi, have a great day. It's good to hear your voice.
Thanks. Miss you guys.
See you, buddy. All right, fine, Joseph. Continue the embarrassment. I'm sure everybody's already turned the radio off because we suck at this. But go ahead.
I understand. I understand because there's got to be 10,000 movies out there, so you can't know them all, man. So give yourself a break.
Yes, we can.
This is part of the deal.
It's part of the deal.
This is part of our audition when we got on.
obviously not. Here's one for you. I hope it's easy. Done with a real heavy accent.
All right.
He says, "No, it's not a tumor."
Oh, stop it. That's Kindergarten Cop. That's easy. Thank you. Right on. Thank you. Appreciate it. We just watched Predator last night. Get to the chopper!
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
To God, the good feeling stories through me. I forgot about we have the more you know before we go. I very nearly forgot. I'm sorry how rude of me. No, and they're pretty good today. They're super random. FedEx, do you know the story of FedEx?
I don't.
How they almost it started back in the 70s. And they almost went under in their early years. There's a Vegas component as to why FedEx even exists today.
Okay.
I will tell you momentarily. The very first professional football league in America was called the National Football League. It has nothing to do with the NFL now. It has nothing to do with the National Football League that we know now. The first National Football League was in 1902, lasted one season, and for some reason featured a mix of football players and pro baseball players, but I don't know what they had to do with it.
Oh, so interesting.
The most common answer, or technically the most common question on Jeopardy, because you know you get the answer, you got to ask the question.
Yeah.
The most common whatever on Jeopardy is, what is China? Somebody did the research on that. I've stunned her with this knowledge.
Okay.
She's literally looking at me like, what? Just say that, yeah, what is China?
What is China?
Yeah. The first African-American to win an Oscar for something other than acting was Isaac Hayes. He got Best Original Song for the theme from Shaft in 1971. The reason Hitler, have you ever seen a Hitler documentary? You ever watch them Hitler documentaries?
It's been a hot second.
We watch all of the Hitler.
You're a documentary guy. That makes sense.
Yeah, that's true. We watch all the documentaries. And this is true story. The reason Hitler had that stupid little mustache in the middle of his face, during World War I, he had a regular mustache, but he couldn't get a tight seal from the gas mask because his mustache was in the way.
Okay.
So he shaved it, and it just kept getting smaller and smaller, and finally had that little thing. True
That's
story.
So weird.
Now, back to the FedEx thing. They almost went under in the 70s, back in their early years. They had $5,000 in the bank, $24,000 in debt. The founder of FedEx took that last $5,000 back in Memphis, Tennessee, brought it here to Las Vegas. No, he didn't. Yes, he did. He gambled the $5,000 on blackjack and won $27,000. They were able to pay off their $24,000 that they owed. They had $3,000 left over, and FedEx is still in business today.
Wow.
Multi-bajillion dollar. That's a technical term. Multi-bajillion dollar company. Yeah, it's true. The more you know before we go.
It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen on the app
every morning, taking my kids to school.
And I listen on my smart speaker.
On 98.5 KLUC.
All right, I'm just going down the list here, and all that, okay, before you know, before he goes, and commercial free. Yeah, all we got left, Kayla's got a joke. That's pretty much all that's left.
Chet, do you know how dumpsters communicate with each other?
Seems like that would be something I would know.
I don't know why. It's, I feel like
either, but it sounded like something funny to say, so okay. Do I know how to,
I feel like it's obvious, but it's not obvious.
Do I? No, I don't. How do dumpsters communicate with each other?
They trash talk.
Oh, trash talk. Okay.
Come on. The Chet Buchanan Show. The Chet Buchanan Show. 98.5.
Hey, I got kind of a big deal coming up at noon today. If you're one of those people that believes in sending good vibes, if you could.
Positive vibes towards you.
Yes. And if it turns out, I'll tell you about it when it happens. If it doesn't, you'll never hear about it again. But wish me luck.
And
I'm not going anywhere.
No,
staying right here. Stay right here.
Rebels tonight.
Oh yeah, and Rebels tonight at 8. Oh god, Rebels tonight at 8 o'clock tonight. I'm gonna be a hot mess. Actually, tomorrow will be fun. Tomorrow will be fun because I'll be on no sleep, lots of coffee.
Oh yeah.
Oh no, it'll be great. It's gonna be so much fun. Everybody have a great day. Please be the 10 today. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.
KLUCFM at HD1 Las Vegas. Hey! Broadcasting live from the Findlay Chevrolet Studios.
Home of the
KLUC. A radio.com station.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.